Y'all birthdays in September. Y'all best friends and y'all very similar. What are you talking about? Y'all months apart.
I don't think me and him best.
Y'all are very similar.
It's a lot of shit.
And of course, you're not going to see it. Y'all very similar. Y'all months apart from each other. Y'all not even the same damn
He going to use a nigga I grew up with. That don't count.
What do you mean? What the hell? This nigga I grew up with, I'm not in the life.
I just use a nigga.
No, nigga.
Life is crazy.
Because you're a month next to each other, that don't mean, because Gemini's and Cancer don't act nothing alike.
We didn't say they act, didn't act alike. They just think alike.
No, they don't.
Salutations, y'all. What's poppin'? This is the Not For Sale podcast. I'm your girl, Brie, as usual. And we have my lovely co-host. Yo, what's up, Zara? What's up, CJ?
Yo, what up?
And we have a guest today.
We got a special guest in the building.
So,
you know, if you want to do your...
Yo, Tay Banks, I'm here. Brooklyn, Brownsville.
There we go.
We loved it. How's everyone's weekend? How's everyone's love life? How's everyone's way of society? Nice. How's everything?
You just made it depressing when you said love life.
Wow. Why gotta be depressing, though?
My shit say have emotion, not emotions. You feel me? I ain't got time for it. Wow. Leave me out of it.
That's how you feel?
Leave me out of it. I don't want no parts. Damn. Judas 8-2. Know the meaning.
How's work? How's family? How's love is not the only thing I said, guys.
Oh yeah, but that just triggered me. That's why. That was the response you got. I just got triggered a little
bit. Why are you so triggered by this?
Because I felt attacked.
Why?
I don't know. I just felt attacked. Like, why the love life immediately? Just why you even slip that one? Yeah, I don't got nothing to say about that. Like, I could answer everything else but the love life question, and now I feel fucked up because I'm incomplete.
That was the triggering part.
Yeah, that was triggering.
Why?
I could tell you how my kid, my family, and everybody else doing, but
Zara,
now
you
it's
can
like,
tell us about how marriage life is.
See, Zara,
you
got married. Love. She got
married. Oh shit!
Yeah, she locked in.
You found love in 2023.
I'm weak.
We love it.
Nah, I mean it's regular. You know, I mean we live together, so we just see each other every day. Everything's cool.
Yeah, Must be trying to buy a house.
Amazing.
Y'all trying to do it all.
We love it.
Yeah, niggas is not trying to work
at all. Y'all real quiet.
Oh,
and
for
shit.
Sure.
Y'all not even talking.
I got. Oh nah. See, I say something. Listen, I've been sports banned all weekend.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
Almost dropped the weed. That's how real it is.
Get it to us.
That love shit. I don't care. Like, I just be fucking this shit. That part don't like the love shit. I don't care about. I care about sports band. That's what I care about right now more than love. And that shit gotta get going. Like, this shit gotta get rolling. Niggas is cheating, and we need to really speak on this shit. Like, niggas is going out there forgetting how to do their craft. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm getting tired of niggas going out there throwing the game. I'm watching niggas hide in the corner for the bread. Like, you know what it is? Mm-hmm. Niggas start getting money and they forget. Like, you feel me?
Niggas getting paid fifty million a year.
I'm tired of seeing sports niggas get on these media talking about I don't care about your parlays and shit. You from the? What you mean you don't care about a nigga in the hood trying to make some money? What you mean you don't care about a nigga parlay, bro? What type of shit is that?
Yeah, I ain't gonna.
Like, I'm rich. Fuck y'all niggas.
Niggas say that any player that ever mentioned anything about a parlay in the NBA, he don't see my money no more.
Nah, KD. Mm. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm gonna put it on KD because KD got it. He knows he don't mean
that.
He don't mean that. He just know we was being salty with him because he ain't get that. KD 27. We needed.
Kevin Durant is too nice at basketball to one day turn whack just because we betting on him.
But
don't care about niggas.
DeJounte Murray bum ass talking about fuck your parlay. Nigga, fuck you. You gonna be in China soon. Don't worry about it.
I ain't been on that.
Why are you gonna wait?
DeJounte Murray gonna be on the Shanghai Sharks soon. Keep playing.
Okay. Is it fair to say that a lot of the niggas that is talking that shit isn't as good as they should be in the
first
place?
I'll bust DeJounte Murray ass with the spliff in my hand.
Cause I feel like it's like, yo, you shouldn't even.
I ain't gonna cast DeJounte Murray night. I ain't gonna take that.
Nah, but you know what it is, though?
I'm just not putting no money on that nigga. I don't know what would be on his mind.
We get caught up with how professional they are. Like, they're professional athletes. Like, and we expect them to go out there and do something, and then you put your bread on it, and the nigga don't do it. Or the nigga take 11 threes and hit two, and I'm like, yo, bro, I had you for four. What the fuck is going on?
I don't mind that.
I don't mind it, but it's like, yeah, you tried. But it's like, nigga, you the nigga that's going to go out the next night and hit eight threes now when I don't put the money on you. So now I'm mad.
I don't care if a nigga tried. If you take 11 shots, that means you tried. You go out there, and I need three threes, and you took two shots. What the fuck is you doing? But every other night, you take 20 shots. What the fuck is you doing?
That is a fucking fact.
So you think they paying attention to the stuff to know when to perform and when to not?
I'm saying if they don't, they need to.
Mm.
Check the spreads. Niggas calling you dirt.
You don't
check
think
Twitter.
They do already?
No, hell yeah, they do.
Hell yeah, they do.
That's
they do.
What I was
Yo, trust me, they do. Yo, like, sports betting right now took the world over. Yeah. These niggas is not blind. They pay attention to everything else. They know niggas be saying, yo, what we be saying about them. They know, they check the app and know niggas be saying you whack, nigga. They say your
we know they got burner pages looking at everybody. Damn, we know they got burner pages.
It's like that.
You know how I know? You know how I know they be knowing? Because they respond to it. Talking about how they don't care. Yes, you fucking do. Why you responding to it?
If you didn't care.
If you don't care. You care, nigga. You care we calling you whack because you ain't cover. You care about that, nigga. You dirt.
That's a fact.
RT at the dirt.
Damn. So, yeah, let's get to the topics because, you know, there's a lot to talk about. And I know y'all got a bunch that y'all want to say between Blueface and Krishan to Will Smith again. Nah. And now Jonathan Majors again.
And he's still fighting that case, ain't he?
He is. He is. He definitely is still fighting that case. He is.
I bet he wish he could go hop into another metaverse.
I thought he was found good. I thought she lied on him.
Bro, we don't even know.
So
he black.
So did, but the damage was like already done by the time a lot of that shit came out.
So he on some Johnny Depp shit now.
Basically.
Johnny Depp got that breach.
So he filed the charges, but and she was arrested based on those charges filed against her, but they did let her go, from what I do know. It goes to trial next month, and honestly, I hate to say it, he's doing a really great job with Loki. Loki season 2 is fire. Sorry, if you have not watched it, you definitely should, because he did a really, really great job. So I'm kind of tight that, like, you know, it's kind of done for him after this. I know.
Think it is?
Yeah, I definitely don't think they'll be asking. No. I don't think Marvel's going to be asking him to do anything more other than what he's done thus far.
Oh, yeah. All right, that makes sense. I was about to say, not his career, but you said Marvel.
His journey with Marvel is
ain't he black.
I only say that Marvel also based off of what I've watched on the show. On the show, he kind of like died. So
we know how to clean up a show.
Yeah,
Marvel might move crazy with him.
Maybe
usually someone's exit.
Yeah, usually that's usually. Yeah,
Marvel is Disney. You know they don't play that shit.
Niggas gonna start. Yeah, all of a sudden had more.
And then ain't his girl white?
Not anymore. He's with Megan Good.
Now he with another. You see, you should have had Megan Good from the jump. That's your problem. You went and got the mayo, extra mayo on your sandwich. Now you fucked up.
I ain't even gonna say that. But what I want to say,
should have had you a Nubian queen. You'd have been alright.
You don't know that.
Shit would have stayed in the crib probably. She probably would have hit you back, nigga, or whatever the case was. But now you gotta show you that's calling the police. You jammed up. You fucked up, bro. You gotta pay legal fees and shit. You gotta
call the police. Ain't a race thing.
Boy,
black girls call the police a lot.
I'm not calling the police on nobody black. I'm not calling the cops on nobody black.
Do they come?
First of all, they don't.
I know when I call the cops, mad times fucking with their BM, cops really come get the nigga. Like, I seen that a couple times.
Anytime I call the police, them niggas, they call me back on a block number and told me we're not pulling up. They call me on a block number,
bro. Bro, you said you call?
I call.
Give a fuck about you?
See, that makes it worse, bro. Protect and serve.
Let your BM call to say you in the crib bugging. They gonna be right around the corner. We gonna get this nigga. Let him act stupid too. We want him to act stupid when we come out here.
That shit fucked up.
It is.
But that's how it really is, bro. They'll pull up.
I ain't got time.
She would've called about you. They pulling up.
Speaking of calling the cops, did you call the cops on...
Nah. No, hell no. Let me tell you what happened. A nigga hit the car right in front of my crib and dipped. So I'm like, nah, he not dead ass. What's the odds I get hit in front of the crib? Call the police. Them niggas like, yeah, we be there in like 15 minutes. I'm like, I bet. 15 minutes turn to 30 minutes. I'm like, eh, whatever. 40 minutes now. I'm like, nah, let me call these niggas back. Like, yo, I'm still waiting for y'all. What's up? Yeah, we're going to send somebody out there to you. It's an hour now. I'm like, yeah, they not showing up. They not get an unknown number calling me. I'm like, all right, let me just pick up. I pick up. They like, yeah, listen, buddy. Yeah, and that's exactly how you said it. Listen, buddy.
Cops don't pull up for accidents no more.
Boy, I know.
Wait, what?
I know. They don't pull up for accidents.
Unless somebody hurt.
I
got into an accident, right?
They not showing their face.
I got into an accident in August.
How do you follow police?
Take your ass to that
precinct. Y'all got
to
talk to each other and get each other info.
And then take your ass.
If the niggas hit your shit and they not there, then it is what it is.
Get the fuck out of here. Y'all lying.
I'm going to tell you a story right now. August, I had an accident. I already knew they don't come. Me and the nigga was arguing with the nigga. He didn't want to get out. He a Mexican nigga. He called the cops. They pulled up. They didn't come. You think they came for the accident? They came because it was a report of a robbery. They thought I robbed the nigga.
Because that's what they said when they killed
him. Yeah, they pulled up. They said, "Yo, tell me the story." I'm telling him the story of the accident. He fake ignoring me. He said, "All right, bet." Stop. He said, "All right," but the guy keeps saying you robbed him.
You like, yo.
I'm like, yo, I thought y'all was here for the accident. Them niggas said I robbed him.
That's why.
I'm sitting there like, oh shit, the cops here for the accident. Niggas say, yeah, he said you robbed him. I said, and stayed here. All
right,
bet.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I robbed him and stood right here and spoke to you about it.
Told you that I robbed him. What?
That's wow. That's crazy.
So
I didn't know that.
Speaking of you calling the cops, you ain't call ACS on Krishan, did you?
Not yet.
So ACS on Krishan?
Yeah.
Call ACS on Krishan, fuck that baby gonna go.
Somebody gonna take care of that baby, bro.
Who?
Somebody gotta call ACS.
Ain't the pops not jacking the nigga?
It don't matter, but somebody got... yo, bro, don't they be adopting beautiful black babies every day? Somebody gonna take the baby?
No.
The fuck?
They don't necessarily adopt beautiful black babies every day.
Thank you. Tell them. Tell
somebody
them.
Call Angelina Jolie.
I'm dead.
Madonna. Somebody. Somebody gonna take care of this child.
Yeah, but they're from Africa, not America.
I'm pretty sure we could find some roots for Krishan and her family and all that shit.
No, I'm sure. I feel
but
like...
help that baby out. Somebody...
Well, like, she's doing well like for she herself. Got a big enough family. You know, now she got a Fashion Nova deal. You know, now she's getting money right. And stuff. She got a nice house.
She should have been doing that before the baby.
I agree, but you know...
She ain't no different from girl in the hood, bro. That's how I look at her.
That's a
sadly,
fact.
Yeah. That's exactly. She the girl in the hood that right. Was always throwing hands. Yeah. Right.
And we'll get yo, example with our conversation. She a Pisces, ain't she?
Is she?
I think she is.
I think so.
She a Pisces, ain't she?
I need to look that up.
And every video I seen her fight, she don't talk. She just straight running somebody's shit. No funny shit. Anytime I see, and I don't even be watching her shows, I see footage.
No, all you need to see is
every time I see her, she be quiet.
She quiet and she just
running a bitch shit. Like boom, I'll be like, oh yeah. And then when they said she a Pisces, I'm like, yo, that makes sense. That's some Pisces shit.
It starts
like,
to add up.
I was like, yo, that makes sense. Add up. I think, don't quote me, she might be.
She is.
See what I mean?
When's her birthday?
March 14th.
God damn.
It's 2 days after my birthday.
A day before Meek.
I'm trying to tell you. That's when, yo, I'm telling you, at first, I ain't believing that.
She got some wild shit in her chart, bro.
Yo, bro, I ain't believe that horoscope shit, bro, until it started making sense in my life.
She must have some fire in her. She probably got some fire in her chart.
Nigga,
she
don't
never believe that shit. I say that shit. I never used to believe that until I started, like, oh, nah.
Paying attention to how.
That shit kind of.
She got some fire in her chart.
Yeah, that shit.
She ain't got no fire. She got an IEP. It's
no,
a difference.
I'm telling you.
She needs Krishan need a 1-to-1. The baby gonna need a 1-to-1. Blueface
no,
too. They all need some fucking
because
help.
A lot of people is like analyzing that baby. They telling and saying that baby got fetal alcohol syndrome. That he's crying and sounding weird. That he
those might be rumors though. We don't know for sure.
I'm like, damn. Like even regardless of even if all of that is true or not, I'm like, shit. It's every other day you go on the internet
and you gonna hear something about this baby. Yeah,
what?
Yeah, that's true.
Woo.
She got to defend a lot
that's
of
that
allegations.
Celebrity life, man.
Yeah.
You got develop tough skin.
Yeah.
Cause you a public figure. Niggas gonna talk.
It sucks because we did see her behavior during her pregnancy.
We did.
So regardless of if she was doing as much as we thought or not, like.
Nah, she was dead rolling up.
That's a fact.
She was dead rolling up. Like, and it wasn't even like a little blunt. Like, she packing that bitch. So, yeah. And it's fucked up. Because if something really is wrong with the kid, it's like, yo, bro, you did this. Like, y'all did this. I'm not even going to say you. Y'all did this. Like, you and Blueface.
If it is diagnosed as that, they automatically know it's literally because of what you did while you was pregnant. Which is like, it's no getting away from that.
Yeah, I saw that Blueface's Baby Mama's song is going up the chart. Right?
Yeah,
Hold on.
I just wanted to put that out. Her song.
Okay.
She's credited. Yeah. It's hers.
Yeah, it's hers.
It's her song.
Stewie doing the damn thing right now.
I know he had a song too, but you talking about her, that Barbie shit?
Yeah, that Barbie shit.
I hear that shit all day.
All day, bro.
Yes.
I hear that shit all day in the schools, everywhere.
My question is this. Was Blueface wrong based off of what you've seen?
With his baby mother?
Yes.
Absolutely not. The way Blueface was wrong for his tone and delivery. But what he was telling Krishan, he was right. You made your name off of me already. You did X, Y, and Z. You lit right now. Go get the bag on your own.
And she did it. The baby mama number one was smart, and she did shit.
Thing is, I'm playing. Like, I see both sides, right? I ain't gonna front. He fake. He made bread off her too. Like, it wasn't like he fake made more of Krishan than she made off herself.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he lost money too.
She now making money for herself. She today, fake. She fake. He fake was getting her, bro. Like, yeah, no funny shit.
I agree.
So like he fake
was getting more than
he
she
fake.
Was.
He fake ate off her. So I feel like they should just do part ways, but they like it. They love each other too. They done some toxic love shit. They never gonna leave each other alone.
New age Ike and Tina.
They never gonna leave each other alone. So I don't even know why he fucking with his first BM, because he never leaving Shorty alone. That shit not never
happening.
It's
always gonna be weird.
They never leave each other alone.
And he engaged to her, like he really proposed and everything, right?
He did.
Fucking.
That's his first BM though, from high school type shit.
Yeah,
he probably do love her though.
And to be honest, we knew that was gonna happen.
I believe he loved her.
I ain't know it was
but gonna happen. I think he loved
her.
Why? Krishan,
why would you not see that happen?
Him marrying her?
Yes.
I don't.
Oh, cause he not the marrying type.
Yeah, that should just look weird. Like Blueface got married, nigga.
I can
what?
Agree with that.
That's the last thing I'm seeing. That's the last thing I expect to see on Shade Room and shit like that. Blueface got married. You expected that in his career?
Based off of the Blueface that I saw on that TV show, yes. Yes. I do.
But then again, I ain't gonna lie. I feel like niggas be doing shit for clout too. Like that was just a move that he knew. You know, this is gonna look good for me.
It could be that too. But I also feel like behind all of that Blueface ish, there is a Jonathan behind that.
Of course.
And that Jonathan, that baby mama knows that Jonathan because they've known each other for years. So
oh, yeah.
You do
so
all
she
that
married Jonathan, not Blueface.
Yeah.
Cap.
She. Well, marrying Jonathan is marrying Blueface.
That's like going back to the whole Envy shit with the Deuce and Meros and them niggas when it was like she married Envy or she married nigga. She married Envy.
She
know Envy money. She know Envy money. She don't know that other nigga
but
like
she
that.
She knew Jonathan before that, so she knew when he was broke. Why would he not marry her? That's the one that I would expect. He's never gonna take Krishan serious. No,
I don't think he take his first BM serious. I don't feel like he should even marry her just cause he feel like he owe her something. Like I think that's what niggas problem. Like we feel like we gotta
do something.
Girls think they settle too, but niggas be feeling like we gotta settle sometimes too. Like he owe her marriage. Like he owe her man. I feel like it makes no sense for him to marry her to keep playing with her. He never gonna stop fucking around her.
Unless they like once again, that's the day married. So if they cool, if she cool and know like, yo, we married and you a rapper and this
but
is a
she
lifestyle.
Don't like that shit though.
If she don't, if she agree, if
you
she cool, if she agree with it with the marriage, then
she don't
cause
like
this
what
come with it. He gonna dog her out.
She don't like that shit, bro. That little interview when he brought up the hat from Meg, that was some old shit, and she got mad.
Yeah.
So imagine what he doing like when we together. You gonna get married, you know? Like she gonna get tired of that shit? Like I don't know
how I feel about that little marriage situation.
I don't know.
He just wants to keep her around.
Then keep her around, nigga. That's your BM. She ain't going nowhere.
No time.
The most your BM could do is really marry somebody else.
She might not go nowhere. The way she speak, she not going nowhere. I ain't going. She ain't going nowhere.
Like you said, like he on some pimp shit.
Low key,
yeah.
Sneaky. He wants to solidify.
That's he really moving like a pimp. Yeah,
I tell you this though.
High school sweetheart, whatever. But like now, it's on some next level shit. Like. That's my bitch for real, for real.
That nigga sneaky.
Like, she do some shit, whatever, it don't matter. It's like we was dead ass married. That's the ultimate, like.
That song he dropped was fire, though. That baby mama drama shit. That shit was hard.
I ain't even
bumping
it.
That shit was hard, though. I'll tell you that. He makes some good music in the middle of this shit. It's called Baby Mama Drama.
I'm about to look it up because I've never heard
that song hard. Krishan in the video.
Dead. Nah, that's so
hard.
See what I mean? Like,
that's so hard.
That's why
I
can't take him serious though. Like,
that's so hard. Yo, bro, that's so fire. I'll be sick.
He said, "This why I can't take him serious."
No, for real, because they play around too fucking much. Do you hate her or not, nigga? Are y'all in love or not? Like,
nah,
that,
toxic shit.
Like,
yeah,
hey,
go.
This is taking it too far. Now you in the nigga. Now you fucking in the video.
Yeah, nigga, toxic love, nigga.
Nah, this shit
you're not supposed
sick,
to understand
bro.
This. Toxic.
Sick. Yeah, I'm sick of this.
It's toxic.
Shit,
you're not
this
supposed
shit.
To understand it. They don't really, understand it, nigga.
I'm past
you know
it.
You know that shit, rag shit.
Take us out of it.
Yeah, I'm past like, it. I don't like toxic shit.
What is it called?
Baby Mama Drama.
By Blueface?
Yeah.
It's not on Apple Music.
It's called, the name on Apple Music, I got you right now. It's something different on Apple Music.
Nah, he's a wild boy. Nah, he had both of them in the video.
I want to know. I need to.
Like, he had both of them in the video, chill.
Cause that's crazy. He might as well have.
Yeah,
that shit would have been. What? Why not? Blueface is funny. I ain't gonna lie. He know what the fuck he doing.
Yes, thank you. That's why I keep saying
he know what he doing and he doing it well.
Unfortunately,
see, I sent it to you. Sent it to her.
Yeah, he know.
I don't think he officially dropped. Somebody leaked that shit.
Dang, it ain't on Apple.
I just sent it to you.
But Blueface funny as hell. I ain't gonna lie.
But yeah, speaking of marriages, so I heard the Jada Pinkett Smith book flopped, despite only selling 2,700 copies of Worthy, and not cracking top 20 on any major seller list. Her book has now been placed in New York Times bestseller list at number 3.
So she, her book flopped, but they saying it didn't.
Yeah.
So who bought it? She did?
I don't know.
She might have. That's some funny shit.
Who knows?
How your book? Yeah, it was what's going on?
Somebody during the same, to her defense, during the same week she released as Britney, the same week as Britney Spears' book, which talks about Justin Timberlake's black accent and him trying to be accepted within a black community and taking advantage of that market. Will Smith is coming out with a podcast called Class of 88. The podcast will feature Queen Latifah, Salt and Pepper, DMC from Run DMC, Rakim, Chuck D, and Jazzy Jeff.
That sounds like some real classic shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's gonna be all of them all the time.
One of
they gotta rotate.
It's episodic. So
okay. I'm saying
there's a episode out now that's with Pep and Salt and Pepper. And so basically Will was reminiscing about his old ways and him trying to take out Pep on a date and him being a little threatened because he's scared of his life from Tretch.
Yeah, it ain't work. And it's like, bro,
come on. The Will Smith Tretch. Oh yeah, Tretch is a gangster though, isn't he?
And that's why it's a legit reason to be nervous. And he was nervous to ask even Pep out because he was scared.
She was just a gangster. I mean, that worked out because she was just going to play with Will. Nice guys like Will get fucking, you see what happened to him now, right? Niggas be playing with niggas like Will. Niggas like Will get played with, see? Pepper knew, that's Pepper he was playing with, so.
Yeah,
Pepper. My fault, I got you. It's shit like that, because, you see, she knew, like, yo, I'm going to play with this nigga Will, like, I'm used to niggas like Tretch. Like, I get a nigga like Will.
Yeah.
I'm going to mop the floor with this nigga. He going to move.
I ain't going to lie.
She let him rock. Yeah. That's some shit Jada should have did. Jada did the opposite, what the opposite ones do, like, oh, nah, yeah, I got this nigga. Or he did some wild shit and she heard a secret, so she playing with him. It could be. Regardless, he getting played with. He might have I think she got a secret on that nigga. There's a reason she say how
she got some dirt on Will, right?
There's a reason she played with him in public like that.
Yeah, something not right. Something ain't right.
She played that nigga too much in public.
She got some type of dirt on this nigga because she just be airing a nigga.
He did some wild shit that he don't want nobody to know.
Like, why you triggered her that bad?
Say that again.
I said he did some wild shit she don't want nobody to know. I mean, he don't want nobody to know. Cause I ain't gonna front. We don't have to deal with no shit like that. He is a reason. Every time she play with him, what he do? He come out publicly, yo, I support my wife. I don't care.
Every time.
I'm telling you, son.
He supports it. He did something, bro. He's like, yeah, this is my best friend, and we go through shit. That's his getaway line. Every time some shit happens.
Yeah, that's true.
But the thing is, that shit just don't work. Cause you know why it don't work? Cause he ain't doing it right. He baited. He went on a show with the crying face, so he a meme already. So we know how he really feels. So every time we talk, we already know
this shit. This shit. You cried on that lady red table.
Every time we see
talk, so we already know it's.
So
cat.
We don't believe you, nigga. You know you feel away.
Yeah, you do. I feel away, nigga. If I feel away, I know you feel away. I'll put her where you want her to be put.
Yo,
speaking of feeling away, your boy Joe Smith is bugging, bro. He is super duper 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 bugging. So there was a clip, if y'all are not aware, there was a clip that went around of Joe Smith and his wife in a dispute. And so Joe Smith basically found out that his wife had OnlyFans and he wasn't aware of it, and so he flipped out. And so she comes out and she's like, yo, I've had OnlyFans for a year. I was also a adult star before meeting him. So, like, this shouldn't be a shocking thing. How do y'all feel about it?
I love it.
She also went on TMZ to talk about this.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm just mad she recorded this shit.
It is what it is.
I'm just mad she recorded the conversation between them. Yeah. Like, you ain't have to tell everybody the nigga. Like, that, like, seeing that is just like, that would have bothered me more than the OnlyFans. Like, you put this shit out to the public for what? We having a regular conversation in our house, you grabbed your phone.
But if you snapping.
Yeah,
you
but I'm snapping off, because I didn't know.
You going crazy. Nigga, I was a porn star before.
You was a porn star. I know about that. You did all that freaky shit in the bed with me. We cool on that. I'm cool on that. I'm pretty sure Joe just needed to know that she was doing it. He probably wouldn't have cared after they had a conversation. But now this shit's on the internet. You got your cleavage out. It's over.
I feel like only thing she was wrong about was hiding that shit for real and recording it. Other than that, based on what the story what I've heard from her supposedly. Was they been fucked up for bread forever. Like, she said, yeah, she ain't seen none of that NBA contract money. She said the first wife took the shit. So they been broke forever and he ain't on shit. And I ain't gonna front, bro.
Yeah, he ain't on
shit.
That
be sometimes niggas' problems, bro. They be thinking they could just do nothing. Thinking that girl gonna stay forever.
He's doing private lessons. You know, he is trying. He doing his little private lessons.
But for according to the shit, he ain't doing more than her, nigga. He the man.
Yeah, of course he not. She playing with her twat.
But she doing other the shit fuck? Though. She got other business though.
That shit lit. Who not gonna pay for that? You pay for.
But she got other business though. You gotta listen to the full story, bro.
But
the OnlyFans is just a part of it. She said she got a bunch of businesses she been trying. He probably
timid with the money.
He sitting on his ass, bro. So. I mean, eventually, nigga, that's how you lose your girl, bro. You gonna fuck around, bro. The story gonna get too big. She gonna run into a celebrity.
Anybody got
then
the
she
link?
Gone, bro.
Of what?
Her OnlyFans? I mean, you know.
I'm dead.
Nigga might be like curious. I just want to know what she up there
you
doing. Like what is she
Uncle
doing?
Cameron.
What is she doing? We don't
you
know,
sound
right?
The, like
do any.
Uncle Cameron.
She,
right
nah,
now.
When she,
not all jokes aside.
When she went on It Is What It Is, she was saying a little bit of like what she might do. Like, oh, I do a little bit of something here. I might post a.
Oh,
that.
So she not really up there wilding,
so
right?
So like her, that's why I could her defense was like her. Always up there, but like I'm not actually.
She just doing solo vids. I guess that's cool.
I think that once you get married, you have to share that type of information because it's no longer just about you. Like regardless of how he's also attached to that now, so you do have to. Regardless of how he met you, like. Like you said, that conversation needed to have been had. You had to see like how he feels about it because he has a right to like he could have got blindsided by that in a business meeting and something crazy. And now it's like, yo, I'm trying to close a deal.
Real
and
shit.
Somebody brought up my wife's OnlyFans because they don't want bad business with my name attached.
He could have had a business deal for this little basketball camp thing he trying and. They like, yo, your wife over here doing this.
Or
I don't want my kids in this.
I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
That's because he's dirt.
That's it's because he's a dirt player. We all know that.
That's because
like,
he's dirt.
Joe Smith is nobody
nice,
hot in the NBA. He wasn't.
If he was nice, you don't lose opportunity because your
she
girl popped the pussy.
She just made him hot. Just
real shit.
Yeah, real shit.
Just
that.
Helped the family.
She just
again.
Helped him again. Yeah. So
sure.
You know?
She helped didn't the family. Have to come to that though.
She helped the family again.
It didn't Zara, but guess
that?
What? But Zara. But Zara. Again, hear me out because I listened to her interview with TMZ and with Cameron. See both interviews now. After seeing that shit, I don't feel bad for him.
That's how
I'm gonna fuck out.
That's how I felt too. Word of my mother. That's what I said too. At first, I was like, yo, she's bugging.
She is making men ends meet. She is the breadwinner.
Right now, she's the provider.
That's what I'm.
So right now, I'm doing what I can to make sure it ends meet. At the end of the day, regardless of this household, we still have to uphold this household and the other household that we have to pay for.
Agreed.
So if I have to do those things, and you know previously that I was a porn star before, we can't be shocked that now there is an OnlyFans. Not only that, Zara, but that OnlyFans has been out for more than a year plus.
But it's
I understand that, but then that's... that's kind of like your fault as a husband for not knowing what's Wait. Going on with your wife.
That's why I told. That's why. This why I said to you, CJ. That's why I said to you, CJ. I said,
bro, y'all live together. I said, y'all don't live separately. Y'all live together.
Okay, so hold on.
That's why I said though.
That's why I'm like, I want to know from your perspective. How do you feel based off of that?
That has nothing to do with anything because there's. If I really wanted, if people really wanted to, you know your routine. You know, regardless of what people's working, you can do things without. Your person knowing it's not that hard, so it's just a matter like if she's not verbally communicating that, and maybe she's like, oh, I'm going here throughout the day, or maybe he was out for a few hours, he's like, what'd you do today, and she don't say that, he's just gonna believe she did housework, she did whatever she did.
I could agree.
To her defense, sorry, she said that she does it and she does it alone. So she's only in the house doing OnlyFans.
Yeah. But if he didn't, how's he gonna know that? Unless he's just looking at what she's doing at every single moment. I'm gonna have to change my opinion on this.
Only because you said her page been around for a year, that OnlyFans.
A year plus.
So now I feel like now I'm a paranoid nigga. I'm gonna just put it out there. I'm one of them niggas. Don't play with me like that. So this page been out for a year. I didn't know about it. Now I'm starting to think the page been out for a year. You wasn't really kicking no bread from that. So you decided to post this video to get some clout. And guess what we doing right now? We sitting here talking about this shit, right? And it's working. I just asked you, anybody got the link? Niggas is curious now. She got motherfuckers willing and wanting to see what you up here doing that got this nigga spazzing like this in the household. Now we looking at it from a point of view like, oh, the nigga losing his bread, he not holding it down. Cool. So but now I found out that this page been up for a year, you really wasn't doing much either with this.
What do you mean?
You had to expose your page a different way and you just did it. Because what was the point of you recording our argument?
Because you flipping out acting.
You recorded our argument because your page wasn't kicking you no bread, and now you got control of the household because you just made your page the biggest issue on the internet right now. We all talking about it. You got mad interviews to talk about your fucking page.
Yeah.
So now you probably done just made 100,000, 200,000 in one day because niggas want to go rush your page now. She backdoored this nigga. She had it planned. Maybe she didn't think about it the whole thing, but now I feel like, yeah, you did some funny shit.
It's fucked up. It's all fucked up.
And then this is on Joe too. You fucking whack. Plain and simple.
I feel like, yo, bro.
Joe wasn't one of them niggas in the NBA that was gonna stay around for a while. He was a nigga that got traded and traded and traded and traded.
I feel like, at first I was like, nah, until I heard the story. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Niggas, bro, you gotta be a man, bro. Do something, bro.
Nah, I'm
like, niggas gotta stop not doing. This is my thing. Niggas gotta stop. Niggas be trying to not do nothing and think your girl gonna just sit there forever, bro. That's life shit. Like niggas to nigga to nigga shit, like man shit, bro. Why you wanna not do nothing, bro? Like you nigga, what? Like forget losing your girl, nigga. Why you don't wanna do nothing, bro? Like, why you not trying to do nothing to help the circumstances, bro? Why you just accepting that shit is fucked up and just like, all right, whatever. Mm-mm. And then you feel me? No, so I agree with the part.
You don't air that shit.
I agree with the hottest shit.
I agree. No. I'm never going to disregard that. I absolutely agree. I feel as though with her putting their argument out, that now begins other people having comments within their marriage. Absolutely. I agree with that. What I don't agree with is, hey, if my partner knew I was an OnlyFans before we got together,
shouldn't have been a problem telling him.
And that's, again, accountability goes both sides. She should have at least said something.
He should have been able to walk in on her filming her shit, and that's not what I'm saying.
Shit, this could have been a team effort, bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
You got me coaching these little niggas that suck at basketball. He probably really hate this shit because he getting some regular ass kids that don't know, they ain't got a fucking motor skill in their bones, bro. And he got to work with these niggas for 5 hours. And he like, yo, son, I'm working on free throws with these little niggas. It's a nigga younger than him that could cook him. And he probably like, damn, bitch, you been doing this the whole time. Why the fuck you ain't telling me, bitch? We could have tag teamed together. I could have got a mask. We could have done some kinky shit. But you got me in the dark.
I don't think he want to be on that though.
He probably don't, yeah, but probably you never know. The nigga might.
That was her reason for why she was doing it. She should have been able to talk to him.
But then it could be one of those. She probably trying to secure her own.
I know how to bring some bread in. I'm gonna have to tap back into the shit I used to do. What's up?
Imagine she get the bag and dip. Like, you wasn't doing shit, nigga. You wasn't with me in the bed working, nigga.
That's not
real shit. Real shit. Yeah, she out of here. Now I can live my life, Joseph.
Get your shit together, nigga.
The fuck?
Right, the ass face. Get your shit together. That's why you supposed to get your shit together for you. Nigga, you sitting there. All right, go ahead,
Lucy. He should have been working with one of these NBA teams, been on ESPN or some shit. Do something, nigga.
The problem was the first wife got his ass. That's what really happened, how this whole shit got going.
Fuck out.
Oh.
His first wife. She got his ass.
They all on and Basketball Wives, ain't they?
Paranoid. Oh, that Joe. Ooh,
yeah,
Jesus.
That Joe Smith.
She got his ass. That boy popped.
He cooked right now.
She
Joe
put some M's on that nigga.
Wow. She had to take a step. Like, oh,
Joe over here struggling for real.
That's why he panicking, nigga. She got booked. This bitch. This I know. I won't call her bitch. This new girl. Been with him the whole broke the whole time. She ain't seen none of the good life.
Fact.
So
she gotta do what she gotta do.
Which is I ain't totally
mad at her.
Fine.
I ain't mad. I'm just saying I ain't like the way it happened. And if you didn't want it public, and this was a household thing, if it's a household issue,
that's
keep it a household issue.
Exactly.
You went public with it
because it's
you
like,
benefited from this.
Regardless of whatever the situation is, it's like nowadays you have to look at it like, okay, what did you come to the internet for by showing us this? Because it's obviously either a private moment and something that like could have happened. We didn't even know have to know about it. So it's like, what you looking for by inviting us into that moment?
Well, some opportunities came from it.
Yo, fuck it. Exactly. Somebody find a link. Like, what's up? I want to see what she doing.
No, we are not giving you the link to that.
Y'all niggas is crazy. I'll go figure it out tonight. Don't worry about it.
I bet it ain't hard to find. You won't find
that shit. That's what I'm saying. I just ain't want to go search. I'm that, you know. I ain't want to be that nigga to actually go look for it. That's some real life, you know, you a perv for real. But, you know, nah. Now I'm going to have to go look.
We're not looking up.
Curiosity killed the cat and I'm a dog. So
go figure that out by yourself.
I like that.
But, so I'm sure y'all also saw Academics and Saucy Santana.
Pray for that young man, Academics, man.
Now I definitely want to talk to y'all about that one. I'm very intrigued to hear where y'all perspective.
Tay, kick it off.
So, Academics, and if you aren't aware, Academics and has been going back and forth with Saucy Santana as of the last week/2 weeks. And so, basically, initially it started because Academics went after Glorilla and Miami. And so Saucy Santana made a comment and said, pull up. And so Academics like, no, pull up to my headquarters. And Saucy's like, fuck that nigga. I'm not coming to nobody's headquarters. That's your problem. You always want somebody to pull up to your headquarters. Like, that's not the thing. So the back and forth has been happening. Saucy Santana then goes, I'ma beat your ass and then I'ma fuck you in the ass.
Cause you a bitch ass nigga.
And Saucy would have been dead. Yeah, I don't even promote the violence, but Saucy would have been, he'd have been a sauce for real. So, he'd have been laying in a pool of sauce.
Whack 100.
Pause. Yeah, that was crazy.
So
pause,
Whack 100 gets himself into it.
Of course.
He goes on No Jumper with Ack and then calls another dude who identifies as bisexual to defend Ack.
I saw that shit. The
Whack 100. Yeah, this is even more crazy.
Yo, that shit was funny.
Hold on. Zell, who was Saucy's man, stepped in to let the people know that's Wack's man, that they be fucking. Everyone in LA knows that they be having sex and blah, 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 blah. They not about to do nothing. What's up? That was how that ended, you know?
Yo,
Saucy went on IG. Saucy went back on IG and said, in a dress act, and said, I was going to leave you alone, but you started crying. But now I'm on you again because why are you on here doing the most for attention and clout with two bitch-ass niggas? So, fast forward now. The adults have now stepped in the room. So Queen Latifah and my son have now walked in.
Yo, what is going on, son? Yo,
it's a lot going on with this story, son.
This shit is not real. There's no way this shit is real. Where she popped up. Go ahead. Let me hear this.
And basically commented and echoed the fact that Academic has the audacity to tell straight men, other heterosexual male to suck my dick and basically disrespect black women, but now want to be scared to get canceled because, you know, you going back and forth with somebody that is gay. So,
nah, we
trying to they trying to bait him into crashing out to get canceled. They That's want what him to that sound like.
They want him to say something.
Because y'all know damn well he can't talk crazy. Like,
we know. And that's the bad part about it.
They want
him
to say some wild shit so they can finally want to get rid of that nigga. They tired of him. That's all that is.
I think that's the part that people forget, that like that gay people really are becoming a protected class in our society. I'm like dead ass. And so it's
OD.
Like it's kind of like to the point where
they can say what the fuck they want, do what they want.
How can we ignore the fact of what Sosie was basically just saying, like, oh, if I'm gonna find you, I'm gonna fuck
that's
you,
crazy,
you a bitch ass nigga.
To say to a straight, man,
he said, I'm gonna beat you up and I'm gonna fuck you in your ass.
Because that's some wild shit. You're saying,
nigga, straight. How you say that to a straight nigga? That's some wild shit.
That's what I'm saying. You know that a straight man can't say nothing against you for saying that because then it's gonna come up, oh, you,
it's gonna come out homophobic. Anything I say will be homophobic and in response.
See, everybody's dismissing that fact, not saying that what they said isn't true. We know that, but at the end of the day, you can't compare the two.
You know what he should do?
It don't matter if he didn't cry or not. He can't say nothing to this man, and this man can continue to run his mouth.
But you know what he can do?
Say whatever he wants to say, and he academic to not say anything.
You know what academic could do? He can take the Charleston White Road and go call up some lawyers. Yo, this nigga is on the internet. He just He just threatened to beat me up and rape me. He just threatened on the internet.
Yo, that was, I ain't gonna lie, I'm keeping a stack. Also, that was, when you said that to him, that shit was like funny.
Yo, bro.
Like, yo, he really said that to him. I'm like, yo, why you said that to a nigga?
I was rolling. Because I'm not gonna hold y'all.
That shit was not funny, but it's funny.
And
how you say
knows.
That to a nigga, bro?
It's like, you know, you can antagonize him because he's gonna get
exactly. That's the thing. Saucy know he could win this fight.
No matter what he says,
I'm gonna be fair.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna be fair because I'm a fan. I watch DJ Academics and streams and shit. He a nigga. This is why it's hard to feel sorry for him. He a nigga. It's times he right. Like he got a point. It's sometimes he really bothering niggas. Like,
yeah.
It's times you really on some bully shit.
He's for sure.
Like it's times you take your criticism in, but you drag your shit. Like it's times like on some like yo. And sometimes it'd be like, yo, sometimes I'll be watching, because I'll be watching shit, I'll be like, yo, it look like sometimes, like, you got some personal shit, like.
But I ain't gonna
like,
lie.
You got some shit you reminiscing about and making you spaz, because, like, because you got the money now, like, he the nigga, he rich now, like, it's like, yo, I'm rich now, nobody could bully me, like, sometimes he move like that.
Sometimes he do move like
so
that.
So that, in this moment, it's like. Like, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. You don't say that, but it's hard to really be like, yo, sometimes you deserve to get bullied back for a little minute.
But y'all bullied the nigga off of an opinion. And it wasn't lying. He wasn't lying.
You gotta watch. You watched the video where he said.
Nah, I didn't watch the whole video.
Sometimes with the Young Miami shit, one time he gave an opinion. Like, fuck the album and shit, you could say what you want. One time he was showing the vid when she got shot in her car got shot up. She was pregnant. You dragging it, bro. You could say her music dirt all you want. That's a little extra, bro. That's a little extra.
Oh, so he on some trolling shit like how he was with Chicago niggas.
Like, sometimes
how he was moving with them Chicago niggas.
Act a nigga. Sometimes. If he don't like you, he go a little extra with the criticism.
He knows who to go after because nobody's gonna say nothing.
So that's why
it look bad, because it's like, yeah, we know he beat up on people and now it's happening to him, but it's just like.
And then to make it worse, act a nigga, act is hard to. You can't do nothing to him because act let you know, nigga, I'm not a street nigga. So he'll talk to you like a street nigga. Like on the internet?
Yeah.
He'll talk to you like a street nigga.
And that's why he gotta just play it the right way. Go call your lawyers and be like, what can I do with this? Because the nigga went on the internet and said what he said.
It's kind of 50-50.
If you're not a street nigga, go do it that way and just stay out the field, nigga. Because they looking for you. Not at the headquarters, in the field.
Yo, chill.
They looking for you.
I find it very interesting that you guys feel as though there's nothing he could possibly say to hurt Saucy Santana's feelings. And you want to know what? I think that's a full of crap.
What would you say? How?
I don't think it's that. I think the fact that we're saying he can't say nothing is because if he does, he's going to get attacked for it.
Exactly.
We know he can roast this nigga. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
He will get attacked. He will get attacked.
And roast him back after Sosie said, "I will fuck you in your ass, you bitch ass nigga," and says anything about him being gay, anything about him being homosexual.
So again, so you telling me those are the only things that you could talk about, the fact that he's gay?
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Oh, no, yeah, you could say, you definitely could say more shit. You could cut his ass. I'll cut that boy's ass.
But again, you automatically just want to go to the fact of I'm gay. That's the point that Saucy Tantan is trying to get.
I ain't gonna lie, and I'd have been on the same timing with Act 2 though.
Nothing else you could possibly say, bro. I could comment on Saucy's nails. I could comment.
Yo, I am a straight man. You over here telling me to comment on a nigga nails?
I think his act is Caribbean.
Nah, you know, Bree. All jokes aside, I'm a straight man. A gay nigga just told me something.
I think that's what it is.
And you telling me to go comment on the nigga nails?
Hold on. You could comment on his fucking record sales. I comment on Mash.
Yo, if I was act, I'd have said something about the nigga hairline. Me personally, I'd have said something about the nigga hairline.
Thank you.
Because Saucy hairline is like
mad far back, but that's what I'm saying.
I think it is. I think it's because he's Caribbean. I think Act is Caribbean for real, and you know how they feel about that shit. I think Act initially. I think Act can't say nothing to him that don't.
I think, yeah, what Act want to say is gonna be like, oh damn, you took it.
I think Act can't say nothing that can stray away from that, because that's really what he against. Like, yeah, his family probably was raised against that. They probably really don't. They don't play about that shit.
Nope.
So I feel like even nigga talking to Act like that, like kind of
like it just threw him off. He was just like, "Yo, what you want me to even say back?"
And that's just because of what I know from like Caribbeans when they be, they don't play with that shit.
I do agree. If he was as smart as we really think he is, or well, not smart, witty as he claims to be, he definitely could find some ways to flip that shit.
Come on, there's no way.
I hear you. But then it's like, why Saucy had to say that? You couldn't just say, "Yo, pull up and shoot the ones," because he's still a man at the end of the day. But no, you want to take it there.
You know why he said that?
You want to take it there, bro?
Because it hit harder because he gay,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. He's gay.
And that's his way of calling you a bitch. Yeah. Like he's saying, like,
bro,
you a bitch. Like,
yeah, he played his trump card.
That's kind of, he kind of like disrespect them the best he can. I ain't gonna hold you.
He pulled all he had.
That's kind of the most, telling a gay nigga telling you, bro, I'll knock you out and fuck you. That's wild, bro. That's, you can't say nothing worse to me now. Nigga said, I will knock you out and what? You disrespected me the most you can, son.
Nothing else.
So then two ways. Hey, shoot the nigga or go call your lawyer, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Real shit. It's two ways you handle it. Go pop on this nigga or go call your lawyer, bro. And if you don't want to, if you don't want to do that, just call your lawyer.
Boy, leave that nigga alone.
Yeah, or leave that nigga alone.
Leave that nigga alone. Y'all both mind your business. Leave that nigga alone.
Yeah, don't do no reviews.
You don't have to talk about Saucy Tantan. You don't have to talk about Young Miami shit.
Yeah, just leave them alone.
My music ain't doing nothing. The only thing you can talk about her with her and Diddy. Do you really need to speak about that? You don't.
That's
so
true.
Leave each other alone and that's it.
That's it.
Cause you getting knocked out and fucked in the ass, you don't want that to happen. Niggas don't want to see that happen to
it's
you.
It's just all
just
bad.
Just chill out, bro.
It's just all
Speaking
bad.
Speaking of the City Girls went to the Breakfast Club to address the Lil album shit and basically said that they attributed to timing, promotion, disagreements with the team, and then a lot of the songs they thought were singles 2 years ago and were having fights with their team about just now came out. So they obviously sound out of dated. Well, do you think they'll still do music together moving forward?
That sounds like they gotta get their shit together with each other.
I think they shit just over.
Damn.
Like, not even on some like fucked up, like they not done music. I think they had a phase.
They in a crossroad.
And then they went away from it. They didn't stay with it. They left. They started something because they was kind of the first ratchet. Kind of they started something and then just left it. Mm-hmm.
They opened the door
like
for this shit.
Yeah, they opened the door and instead of keep working to get to the legendary, like we the ones on this shit. They stopped working before it
no
got
funny
to that.
Shit. Yeah, he not lying. So City Girls they left. Like, they like the Baps of.
If they kept rapping and stay consistent, they would have been the legends of the ratchet shit. Mm-hmm. But they started it and then said, "All right, we in the industry. Fuck that shit." They left it.
They started doing other.
Started doing other shit. Then more ratchet girls started coming out. Mm-hmm. Then Cardi became Cardi is basically the face of the ratchet shit. Mm-hmm. She could have been sharing it with City Girls because they got lit around the same time.
Right, and it was still different.
And they was different.
And they still had different sounds.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep,
so now they kind of basically
basically forfeited their title of this whole, the whole era of ratchet music that we in.
They not really city girls no more.
Now they not even, you feel me? That's why they music not selling, because now it's like, yo, we got the real ratchet. You got Sexy
we
Red.
We got Sexy Red.
She up the ratchet shit.
She done, yeah. They got, like, yo, they got Suki and Sexy
now,
Red.
And now look at the city girls now, look at when they first came out. They don't even look ratchet, and that shit matters to your fan base, how you look.
Yeah, they definitely cleaned
why
up.
Why you think niggas that, niggas can't talk, niggas can't be rich and telling us they broke stories, cause now, nigga, you, all right, bro, it's enough is enough, bro. You got money now. Like, yeah. Niggas don't wanna hear that. Mm-hmm. That's how it is.
The lack of content, which is why a lot of them can't talk about anything else besides that. That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Real shit, though. So, like, when City Girls get on the, drop an album saying the same shit, we like, y'all both in relationships, y'all lying. Mm-hmm. Like, get the fuck, like you feel me?
It was a genius idea. It's not like the long, a long lasting idea. Cause like you said, after a while it gets repetitive. So it's like you kind of pigeonholed yourself with that name, even in a sense, cause you got to uphold a certain image.
I honestly think, I don't think they was prepared for how it was gonna take off. The way it looks now, it looks like y'all didn't think y'all was gonna get this far with this shit. JT in jail, facts. You holding it down. Yeah. Y'all wasn't really prepared for how big this shit was gonna happen. And then when it happened, it's like, damn, we disagreeing on this. You got your, you doing it. Carisha doing her own thing. Mm-hmm. She caught that name and was like, oh, I could make money off of this. I could do that. JT chilling, beating on Uzi ass.
I think they ain't really like music as much as they say. I think they just,
it was just
a hobby. It blew up and now they doing whatever else they want to do. Ain't nothing wrong with it, but they can't.
I do, as a music consumer, I do feel like there is something wrong with that. I do.
I feel like something's wrong with it.
So I get what you mean.
I feel like because of the fact that they are like the start of like the ratchet girls movement. Mm-hmm. I feel like they should have solidified that completely first before moving on to the next.
I agree.
Because at the end of the day, now we have Sexy Red that shows us a different side of ratchet. That's ratchet. Like, that's not
city. That's not the same city. That's true.
It also shows there is a diversity that can live within that.
That's a fact. I get what you're saying. You're right.
It's levels to this ratchet shit.
I understand your point more because I don't listen to them, so it's different for me. Like, I get what you're saying though. You make more. It makes sense. You right. That's what I'm saying. They fucked up. They ain't stamped their shit before they stopped.
And it's not
they
like,
stopped too early retire. Like, that's the same shit Roddy Ricch did. Did the same shit
either. Like, you know, a lot of our favorite artists.
They could have did it once JT got out. I think they should have been consistent at least for 3 years.
Oh, for sure.
Exactly. 4 years.
Yeah, and it didn't work out.
I wouldn't even go as far as saying 5 just to show the actual consistency of it. And then after that, you can go and do whatever you guys want to do.
Facts.
For sure.
Facts.
But absolutely.
The music definitely should have stayed. I agree with that.
Facts. Mm-hmm. They stopped way too early.
And then you got these young artists you got to compete with now.
Yeah.
Now it's over now.
It's over. You because don't even want to. You better, don't even want that
better,
battle.
And it's like, better rapper though, girl. It's better female rappers than them. Yeah. It's better female ratchet rappers than them. Like, it's better city girl type rappers than them. Now it's too many that's better than them. So now it was like, okay, you. Now it's more so, y'all not the legends. Y'all was the first ones and all, but
somebody came and went. Somebody could really take that.
Y'all came and went.
It's crazy because they're not that, they haven't been out for that long. So like, they came up in that attention economy, and it's so crazy that they only fell out for a little bit, and how much that attention economy has sped up. Like, three more times.
Facts.
Like, the fact that like, you gotta be even more on it and in people's faces than you thought you did. Cause I could get it. Like, when they came out, they're like, all right, we can keep doing the same thing we was doing when we first came out. But like, that shit is not gonna work in 2023 no more. You gotta be in everywhere, basically.
And I tell you this now, the kids not gonna listen to it. No, they bumping Sexy Red. They got Ice Spice. They got
City Girls supposed to be the girls that the new girls come do features with.
Exactly.
Like, and that's not, it didn't happen that way.
Technically, you do see that happening. Like, Lola Brooke is doing that. I've seen that with Megan. I've seen that. They've done.
But when Megan and the City Girls did it, the City Girls were still all right.
Yeah, they were still, they both was feeding off each other.
That's when they could have kept going. That's when they should have kept going. Because Meg was hot as shit when she came.
Facts. Speaking of Meg, I guess we're in music. You might as well just stay in fucking music. She dropped Cobra, which to me is exactly where I think City Girls should now do if they do decide to move forward and do
have some growth in their music.
Yes.
Completely understand.
Like, I need to hear what the fuck you're actually going through in your life. Like, I don't want to hear this suck my pussy. Like, that's cool, I need you to give me growth, because I have enough suck my pussy around the universe right now.
I do think
Ice Spice is saying suck my pussy.
I think Lola, I got my pussy
from the back. Like, I'm hearing that from everywhere. So somebody's got to give me something different.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad that Cobra came out, because it gave me exactly what I needed from Megan. Like, I need to know what you're actually going through. Your lyrics need to show growth. You cannot keep with the again, I don't know why anybody thought that I was bugging out when I said this from the beginning. Trina had a ceiling, my nigga.
Oh, yeah. She
absolutely Trina had a ceiling. Nah, let's keep it beat.
If you really look back at it, like, it's a handful of songs that we think about.
There is a ceiling for
and half of them got trick on it.
Eat it from the bag. There's a ceiling
for
it. But
I think it is a difference, though, with... I don't count Meg, because Meg can actually rap. I don't think City Girls can actually rap.
Like, yeah, I don't think they can rap either.
I think like,
I don't think City Girls
can
give it, because I don't think they can.
You ain't got writers,
son. That's what I'm saying.
I get what you mean.
Y'all
ain't got money. You got writers up in there. Get them some.
You're fucking one of the best.
They got stories. Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, make something.
You're fucking one of the last best producers of the entire music landscape. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes to urban music, he got it on lock. So what are you talking about that you can't?
Yeah,
bring my sis to you.
Get some writers to do something.
She's not retired. She not doing it.
No, I'm saying to performances and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's on the
they
gotta.
They need writers or something like that.
To get some practice.
But that's what they had. But then again, that is true. They had. They first hit had writers. Then Yachty make the act up for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you staring away from the actual?
And they fucked up their relationship with Yachty too. Yeah. They fuck up. Yeah.
They could always mend that.
Probably. Yeah.
They could. But ego's already in the way.
I feel like he a nigga. You could.
Don't hold.
Yeah.
But that's why it's not gonna get fixed though.
Yeah. I agree.
That's exactly why it's not gonna get fixed. It's not gonna come from Yachty. He has no business. He don't hold a grudge. They gotta approach.
Nah, I'm saying though. She right though. That shit can be. I feel like they could just talk and that should be done.
And it be done. Yeah. But
it ain't that deep. I don't think it's that deep.
I got my Meek and fucking Ross. I never thought I was gonna see that shit ever again when they started going beefing. And look, now we got a whole fucking album. So.
Nah, I knew they was going because Meek don't strike me as the nigga to beef with a nigga that saved his life. I can see them having issues. I can't see it be a lifelong issue with Rick Ross.
He too much of a
he's
street,
too much of a nigga
a
like
nigga.
Yo, you changed my life.
Yeah.
Type shit.
So I can see we have a disagreement and we cool for a minute, but I can't see like for the rest of my life me and you not fucking with each other and you saved my life. Cause I don't think Ross would do something wild enough for me to feel like I can't fuck with you ever again.
Nah.
So them linking up, I'm like, alright, they just probably finally had that talk. Like,
I want to be a little controversial since you brought up that whole Meek and Ross, right? You know, Shaq and Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
So Drake and Ross would be who?
Drake and Ross, nigga.
Who they duo? They ain't miss. They ain't miss either.
But that
so if you if y'all two come in as Shaq and Kobe,
they're not on the same team.
I know it's because they're not on the same team. But
why we gotta throw Drake in?
I just wanted to throw him in the mix because
why? Everybody, it's not a Drake thing.
It's
bro.
Not. But however, I know Ross and Meek ain't miss either.
But
it's one of those. Who would y'all prefer? Who y'all prefer? What you rather? You rather Ross and Meek?
Ross and Meek.
Yeah. All right.
Drake and Ross can make different. Can make good songs together. It's not that, but nigga, we know.
But this is more from this is more home.
It's a certain vibe. That's the purpose of Shaq and Kobe. They was on the same team, Lakers. Like, nigga, we the team. Like, this is us. This is MMG, nigga. You remember how we had it? Fuck, nigga, Drake, you on the other team. Nigga, that's Toronto Raptors.
So this is an all-star with Ross and them?
Ross and Drake, when he link up with DJ Khaled and them, that's the all-star team. That's all-star when he link up with Drake and all that shit.
I respect it.
We keep this shit in the family.
You know,
I agree. Mariah the Scientist dropped her album. Maida Dawn dropped her album. West Side Gun dropped his album. Sunny Girls dropped their album. Baby Tate dropped her Sex Emporium. Rhapsody and Hit-Boy dropped a song. Rema dropped his album, I believe, and Brett Faiyaz dropped the album. Thoughts?
I listen to some of this shit. That's a lot of. I listen to West Side Gun shit.
I definitely listen to Rhapsody.
How was Rhapsody?
You know, It ain't nothing to really. Yeah, ain't nothing to really ask about. She do her thing. We know that.
Always.
Zara, anything you listen to here?
Yeah, I listen to West Side Gun shit. That shit. I feel like the same way like that. But like, I feel like I know what to expect. So I'm just like, it was cool. I agree. Like, it was typical shit. What was interesting? Maya Dawn's project was interesting because that was the first time I actually really listened to her. So I was like, oh, all right. I see, like, I had to gain, like, what her perspective was, like, why everybody's giving her buzz and stuff. And I was like, I would, I know she's on tour, so I'm like, I would want to see, like, how she does, like, in person.
Performing.
Yeah, live. Because, you know, everybody can, you could get down and make a record, but, like, the true show of an artist is how you could perform live. So
I listen to Cobra too. I ain't gonna lie. I heard it on the radio.
Cobra's cool.
It's cool. I see the name and it's like, oh, you know, you shedding your skin and shit, you growing. Or it could mean you was a snake the whole fucking time.
shit, Cobra.
She probably was in disguise trying to get some shit off her chest for real. I gotta be that nigga.
That shit alright. Like heavy on the alright.
Heavy on the alright.
It's alright.
Cause I don't really, you know.
She better than that.
Yeah,
but it's alright. She back. She getting back on her vibe.
We know
back
she can come
shit.
Harder. That's all.
She getting back on her shit. Ain't nothing to.
She ain't gave you harder in mad long.
But that don't.
All right, shake it off.
Shake it back to it. Shake it back to it eventually.
All right, good momentum. Keep going.
Yeah. She nice. She get back to it eventually.
Shake all that other shit off. You good? Go ahead.
But that she better than what that shit she just dropped. But she be alright.
Yeah.
You know you gotta get to warm it up. Get your shit right. I mean, she trying to. I don't know. She being old.
Nah, because not for nothing. Like we can't say that at the same with her music. It gets repetitive too. So
yeah,
like
it does.
Whether it's her the subject matter or is it the cadence, the type of beat. You know what I'm saying?
That's why. Yeah.
Regardless of like, this was a good step in the right direction, but it still has a lot of remnants of like the same shit. So it's like we're all right. Good momentum. Now we got to keep it going.
That's what I feel like. That's what this era of music is. Who can say it better? Like let's be real. Mm-hmm. Music is getting dirt. These little niggas is out here telling you 40. Different ways how many times they got a 30 in the clip.
Yeah.
These girls is out here telling you 100 different ways how many times they can shake their ass and pop that pussy for you. It's the same fucking watered down music we listening to. So at the end of the day, it's just like who got the best diluted
diabetic
water.
I blame the consumers too.
Yeah, because
sometimes the consumers make the artists feel like sometimes consumers judge them for changing up shit.
Yes.
So they feel like they gotta do the same shit to keep it, and then down the line switch up on them like, yo, I'm tired of hearing this shit.
I definitely agree. Because I don't know.
That's why I feel like artists should just. But I feel like artists don't take their craft enough serious. A lot of people just want to be rich though. So that's how. That's why I go like this.
But like,
you niggas don't really care about their music. Like if you care about your music, you already know, yo, bro, you gotta consistently get better.
Right.
And those artists that get better is the ones that don't drop every year because they already stamped because they already worked through their shit.
You let shit breathe.
These niggas just want to get rich. Everybody just want to rap. So
they need that one song.
Everybody don't want to rap. You said it right the first time.
Everybody want to get rich. Everybody think they just be like, yo, I'm
gonna
rap. City
Girl just showed me
that they wanted to get rich.
Yeah. Bingo.
They gave me that vibe, though.
You were here to get rich.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the music died so fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. So. Yeah. A lot of that's what most of the artists, that's how that I see it. You can hear it in their music when they don't get better. You can hear it when you think about it,
so
when they drop an album.
So why do people continue to support them then? Why continue to keep listening to the same song?
Because
that's don't think nowadays. And
I ain't gonna lie,
you had to think to catch a Kanye bar, an Eminem bar, even a Jay-Z bar. You know what I'm saying? When you're listening, that's why we can go back to classics and re-listen to it even as an adult or a different stage in your life and be like, oh shit, I understand that different, because people were actually saying stuff. He was storytelling. But nowadays it's like, so it's easy to consume. It's just popcorn shit, repeating a lot of the same shit. My brain don't gotta think. I'm just turning up, my body's moving. Nowadays you get so much of that, it's like somebody come out with something, I gotta think. I'm like, no, thank you, I'm good.
I'm gonna keep it a stack. I don't even be listening to these albums. Like I don't stream it. Like, cause some people I learned, like I listen to artists for what they, this is how I listen to new music. I appreciate it for what you do. So if you don't rap like lyric, I want to hear the like most exciting song ever. If you're an exciting rapper, make some fire exciting shit. If you don't sit lyrics, but you make like whatever you do, be good at it. These niggas can't make albums of it. So I just take the single you make. I'll be like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Niggas albums be terrible. I ain't gonna front 12 songs. You won't, niggas sounding crazy for 12 songs. It'd be
like two or three. That's the new era. New eras don't make good albums. Like, it don't be no good albums no more.
The most you're getting is four tracks out of that 12.
Or and you then just gotta get single.
And out of the four, one got a feature. So it's really three.
And then some of the legends making it worse, because then when they come out, they following new ways for some weird reason. I don't know why everybody do this now. Change they shit up, and now they new albums sound like some 2023 shit.
I think that's always happened, but I think there's a finesse to it. Like, you gotta be able to stay relevant, but stay true to yourself. And so, like, you can't just automatically hop on a new trend, but you gotta do the new trend how you would do the new
exactly
trend. Like, if I was a teenager exactly in this era, how would I do it?
How would I did this exactly. This is how I would sound.
And that's why it don't work.
J. Cole and people are like that are easy to do it, because it's like, I'm not trying to be young, I'm like, okay, if I was J. Cole at that time, how would I be
exactly
me at
that's,
that time?
That's a fact.
I'm not trying to sound like you, this is my version of you.
That's where they fuck up. They switch sound like them. No, you're supposed to sound like you. If you could do that shit, like, mm-hmm, nigga, I could do your shit sounding like me.
Right.
Okay, so I guess we could get to TV. Oh, sidebar. Tyla made her debut on Fallon for Water, the little TikTok song. So.
That shit.
You know, the little TikTok song.
Yeah.
The little TikTok song.
Now, I ain't gonna lie. You know how I feel about the TikTok songs.
Yeah. I feel like they're really, really great. They're a great superstarter for artists.
Oh,
but you also have to make sure that you have another song in the tub.
They only chase TikTok hits after it be over.
Yeah.
Once they get their TikTok hit, they chase it forever. No, I need another TikTok hit. I need another TikTok hit.
And then it's like,
then it be over.
You want me to perform another
one? And then they put out an album with no substance.
Yeah.
Color Rae made No More Parties. The shit shot.
And
No More Parties
is
a good song too.
Yeah, but
minus
she kept
TikTok
going.
But she said, no, forget making songs like that. I'm making a bunch of TikTok songs.
And kept going.
And kept doing TikTok.
Yeah.
She sampled every fucking song.
And TikToked it.
That's the problem too. Motherfuckers take a sample and it's not even a sample no more. You're not chopping a beat. You literally just taking the fucking
TikTok
hook. And TikTok it.
Yeah. Real shit.
And that's it. That's why music is watered down.
Mad people chasing TikTok hits. You can hear it. Everybody start chasing the same shit.
The art of remixing things has been lost. Because that's always been
it is
music, but there's a finesse to it. And now it's like,
I mean,
That shit got bad now. People taking niggas' whole song.
Taking
the whole song and just,
remixed it. Like,
niggas taking the whole song now.
Facts.
Yeah. He's taking the best part of the song and putting it in a song.
And making it
making
trash.
Making it the best part.
Oh my God.
But,
somebody get your boy NLE.
Yes.
He murdered.
Nobody reported that?
That's how I know Nelly. That's how I know Nelly don't own his masters.
Yeah, because you saw what happened.
Early 2000s hits and their songs are trash.
Oh.
Somebody's like, this guy's got to stop. You're murdering everything.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Kai thing.
Oh
nah.
Please.
He was wilding on that stream too. They got a chill. I'm happy it ended.
With the jail shit?
Yeah.
It was only a week.
What's wrong with it?
I ain't like it was in jail.
Excuse
bro.
Me?
I want to hear an opinion. What's wrong with
like,
it?
We
need to see that.
In my opinion,
we need to see niggas in jail.
In my personal opinion with this shit, I felt like it was entertaining.
That's what I'm telling them. I want
to hear.
I really
supposed to be entertaining.
Hold on. I ain't watch it either, but I genuinely want to hear what's wrong with it. I want to hear why everybody didn't like it.
Look. It was for me. It was one of those like, all right, y'all making it. It's entertaining. We seen other comedians do it too. They use jail skits and all of that shit. We done seen rappers come out on stage. Fucking state property is named after the fucking jails. When you go to jail, you are state property. They had us wearing their clothes. So it's like, all right, yeah. But then at the same time, I feel like this younger generation is quicker to crash out than we are. And y'all just show these little niggas that all you need to do is have your mans in jail with you, and this shit is lit.
All right. So I see what you're saying. Okay,
look,
I get it.
Look, Tay, hear me out too. You went to college, right?
Yeah.
You went away.
Yeah.
It's a lot of niggas I know that did not leave and they just stayed in the CUNY school. Why they could have did a stream in a mock dorm and made it lit and showed other little niggas like, yo, you could go away to school and make this shit lit.
All right, listen to this.
So that's
first of all, if any kid watched that stream and think that's how jail is, I don't know what to.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's what I'm
that's
saying.
That's number one.
And that's the
that's
thing.
That's number
though.
One. Number two,
people are not.
Do we know? We know that stream. You know they got that from real jail people.
Yeah, no,
where
I
did they, you know
that.
They got that idea from real jail people having phones in jail and going on
and
the
going
gram.
On live and doing all
so
this.
So that
we
goes
know
down
that.
To pay attention to what your child is consuming on the internet.
No, this is 100%
because
right.
First
You're
of
right.
all, Khan, them jokes that Juicy made. Is not from him clowning jail. He's getting that from real jail videos, bro.
Yeah,
it's a nigga that shot a music video in jail and they put that on Worldstar, bro. That
You're
goes
right.
back to what you watch what your kids consume on the internet, bro. That comes back to at the end of the day, like, Kai shit don't make or break what the next child gonna do. He got that from...
He got a hole,
he
bro.
He do.
He got a hole, bro. He caused a fucking riot. Let's be real. Like, he got a hold on them.
If nobody else is telling you different, you might think that shit is cool.
But listen what you just said.
If nobody else is telling you,
why is nobody else telling you different?
I understand.
That's the thing. Stay off. That's what we're saying.
That's what, I think our problem in this generation, we give these, the internet people too much damn left. They not supposed to be our idols.
No, they not.
Like, they there to entertain. They supposed to tell our kids, like, when we watching this shit, as a kid I'm watching shit, I'm supposed to know, yo, that's fake. And that's a movie.
Cause we,
that's some bullshit.
We grew, like, up in that generation, we had that separation. These kids grew up on the internet. They don't have that separation between what I should be doing as entertainment and what's like, oh, that shit is not real life. Nah, I know that's fake. Like, for not for nothing, like, until we got older, niggas in our generation thought wrestling was real.
I ain't gonna lie. It's still real.
I did. Nah, that shit trash now.
It's trash, but niggas still blade. Fake, niggas still blade. That's real blood. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm gonna be fair.
And all of this shit.
I'm gonna be fair as an old wrestling fan. And all of us badass kids that still did it anyway noticed too. Right after the commercial, the shit say, kids, don't try this at home.
No, he's not
lying. All of us ignored that shit. So we can't blame them.
That's why they know they have to.
Right or wrong, we not. If you're a wrestling watcher, you know. Every commercial, what they tell us, they show us the video, all them niggas breaking their leg.
Yeah, and they tell you, don't try this at home.
Don't try this at home. We used to look at that shit and be like, nigga, get that shit off the TV, nigga. I'm going to the top.
And what I did, I ain't gonna lie, I pedigree my brother. He bust his fucking chin open. I got an ass whooping.
I got a lifetime score playing, nigga. That's what comes with this shit. We made this choice
in the hallway, but it's like,
that's what I'm saying though. That's why I say we can't blame wrestling. They just told us not to do it. Parents told us not to do it.
That's what I'm saying.
Chose to do it.
His parents is not telling them that shit.
And I think what Tay is,
I'm saying. That's there for.
I think what Tay's saying is don't.
People got to be better parents. Stop having kids and just fucking around, leaving them and just letting the world raise them.
Yeah.
Raise your kids.
That's
for
what
real.
He's saying. I think that's what he's really saying. We shouldn't blame Kai for doing the content that he's doing, because at the end of the day, those ain't his kids.
Granted.
I remember when I was watching shit.
I'm not saying there's nothing wrong to disagree with it, because I ain't watched the shit anyway.
I agree.
You could disagree with it. I'm saying though, people should not, when they watch this dumb shit that they watch on the internet, they should know better.
And no, they
the problem
they
is
should.
Parents is not teaching
but
these
at
kids
the same
nothing
time,
either.
I think if you have a platform that big, you still have some sort of responsibility to not just be doing any fucking thing.
It starts,
you
know, in the household.
Saying? You don't, just because you assume other people should be raising their kids right doesn't mean that you should just be
but
like,
this, and it doesn't
any type
like
of behavior, is, regardless of if it's illegal or not.
But this is when we become contradictions. If that's the case, then we can't do shit. From music, from movies, from anything on the internet, it's the same shit. Kids shouldn't be listening to the shit that they're listening to. We shouldn't be watching the movies we should be watching. We can't pick one thing and say, yo.
No, that goes across the...
So it's the same shit with everything.
That goes across the board. Parents should know how to parent their kids. But a lot of parents and young parents leave their kid with a fucking iPad. And an iPad has the ability to go on the fucking internet regardless. Add pop-ups, blocks, whatever, it doesn't matter. So unfortunately, yes, you are absolutely right. But now moving forward, most people of the internet should know. You should subconsciously know anybody is able to see this.
Facts.
So if you can, anybody is able to see this, you have to do justice as a person within your community. Stop leaving that to the responsibility of the parents if we know that these parents are not there.
That's my problem. That statement right there is my problem.
We wasn't supposed to be doing.
This the
even
only
though
thing.
Your parents was there.
This the thing with the new generation. My problem, like that statement, right? Like that. This is my problem with the new generation of parents. We keep taking credit. Like, this is their job. We keep lowering the shit that they're supposed to be doing.
I'm never alone.
No, because I ain't gonna lie. As a kid, I'm gonna tell you about everything, and you could tell me too. And you work in a school. Mm-hmm. As a kid, try to go to somewhere else. Blocked.
Yeah.
Blocked. You had to work hard to do that though.
We found a proxy
that's
websites.
Not every kid though.
Not every kid.
That's not every kid. It used to be some kids be like, I'm not fucking with y'all.
It was some kids that was gatekeeping.
It was some kids to be like, I'm not fucking with y'all over there.
How to get on this website?
Because if you get caught, that's your ass. I'm not fucking with y'all. It was plenty of kids that be like, yo, I'm not doing that shit. I'm saying it's certain shit that is. I understand y'all right about the shit that if you know you got a kid audience, watch what you do, watch what you say.
No, it has nothing to do about it.
I feel like we take
no. I think you're missing the point. Yeah. It has nothing to do about kid audience. You as an adult need to know. You cannot go on the internet and just say whatever because a kid can see this.
But our rappers do that. Go in there and say what the fuck ever. The hottest song. Y'all just said we just talking about Sexy Red. All the kids, you know, they know what the fuck they singing?
Yeah.
Do they know what the fuck they singing? And they we let do. Them bump it.
They do. And they bump it.
We can't pick and choose. We let them. Sexy Red is one of the most streamed by kids.
I get it. I think the difference is we had to sneak and do shit. So it's not like, oh, stuff. This stuff wasn't out when we was younger. We wasn't looking at
we
stuff.
Had we great parents.
It doesn't, like, you can always, it's the allure of sneaking and doing shit. Nowadays, it's just right there and in your face.
And facts. Okay, yeah, okay. But I feel like that comes to us, too. Why we had to sneak, because we had great parents. Because
we had great parents, and he's not lying. We had
to sneak to do this shit.
But at the same time, the movies and the stuff that was coming out was not targeted for us. We had to go to where it was at. It didn't come to us. You know what I'm saying? You had to go and sneak in the video store and look at the XXX shit. You had to sneak and look at, if you had access to a radio, you had to listen to Power 105 and not Kids Bop to hear this
but
shit.
But that'd be adults play this shit around kids.
That's
though.
What I'm saying. The adults had that barrier.
But what Tay's saying is the reason we had to sneak around is because our parents already instilled it.
She said the barrier. She's absolutely right.
Nowadays, kids go on the internet. Not, I want to follow my friend that's in third grade, but that's I can the problem. Also find Sexy Red on the same
That's because these parents treat their kids like siblings more than.
They treat their kids like friends.
Like that's a fact.
Not even siblings.
Because I ain't gonna as a kid, no matter how nice my mother is, I knew, like, yo, you a child. When you get too far in that grown shit, they be like, yo, all right, calm yourself.
Nowadays,
hear our kids talk, they be like talking like, nigga, who the
And he not lying. I had one of my mans I grew up with, and we was in the crib smoking. You know, we in his mom crib. Mm-hmm. We crashed out in the crib, and it was one of those, like, yo, we high as hell. I hear the door unlock, and I'm like, yo, shit, boy, that's your peoples? He like, yeah, nigga, we good. Yo, his mom's walked in, looked at me, looked at him, passed me the spliff. And I'm like,
nigga, what?
Nigga. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, yo, I'm panicking, because if we was in my mom's crib,
nigga,
bro,
I'm a grown ass.
She'd have whooped both of our asses. Yeah,
I'm a grown ass man, nigga. My mother knock at the door, I still go like this.
You know what I'm saying, bro? You mean, I done hot, yo, boom, my mom gonna call me with the spliff, and I got the smoke rising behind
exactly.
Nigga,
like, she know I'm smoking. I'm still acting like, yo, what's up, mom? Like, when
niggas
she see
mad
me,
they be smoking.
That's what I'm saying. That's the respect is
the level
gone.
Of respect, the boundary,
that's how it is now.
It's gone. Yeah. It's gone. It's nowhere to be found.
I feel like the parents not really letting the kids be kids. They trying to grown them up.
They try,
yo, you know one of my is? Favorite songs yeah. as a kid was the fucking Next, the Making It Hard for Me. I didn't know what that meant until I got older.
Next,
literally
too hard.
Literally, I went my whole childhood not knowing what that meant. How the fuck they get away with that?
Nah, I know what you're saying.
You feel what I'm saying? Like my parents. I went my whole childhood not knowing what the fuck that meant.
But you know what it is,
you know what I'm saying?
I feel like they knew too with music back then, that shit wasn't just outright. No. Niggas was talking, Missy was rapping in code. When you listen to Missy,
that's why
you realize what the fuck Missy was really saying.
That's why they let us listen to it.
Because back then,
right.
They was hot in that shit.
Because my pops ain't let me listen to Getting Some Head.
Exactly, because
she got too my pops let me turn that over. She got too quick to the
shit. Straight to the punch, let you know what it was.
How many of us were singing thong song when we was little?
All of us.
Yeah, boy, I got in trouble for that too.
And what? I still got in trouble for that.
That was that shit though. That shit was on the radio all day.
I got in trouble for getting DMX album by my grandmother, and then she opened up the Bible scripture to let me know.
That's
like,
cause
blood of my blood, flesh of my flesh.
Funny
like,
shit is DMX believe, is a, like he believe in God, but Christians they don't play with that.
They don't
play with that blood and all that shit. So I understand that one. They don't play with because DMX wasn't he believed in God.
Yeah, he
was music.
Yeah, he praying.
But he just used to be
shit,
mad, like you feel me? That blood shit. You know, Christians don't be fucking with that blood
shit. Though.
I don't know why the blood of Jesus. Like, what's the difference?
Nah, but like they don't like. I don't know. Like, I don't know how to describe it.
Rituals and stuff is considered to be satanic.
Yeah,
so anything that's related
you know
to
saying?
That, Christians is not.
Not even. You're not supposed to fuck with
no
as a Christian. You're not supposed to fuck with nothing.
And if you think about it, going to church is really a ritual.
Of course,
so like,
that's why it's
you gotta chill out with that.
But you could be a Christian without going to church, though.
All right, you could be a Christian without going to church, but you still have your daily rituals. If you prayed every night, that's a ritual.
Praying is a ritual.
That's part of your routine, your ritual. You brushing your teeth before you go to bed, and then you gonna say a prayer.
Yeah.
I guess I get what y'all saying. I'm just what you're saying.
Like even if you don't.
That's too close. If you blood is too like worshiping like shit like that, that's kind of blasphemous and Christian.
It don't really make all that much sense to most people, but that's what it
blasphemous
come
is.
From.
Yeah, that's what it come from. It actually like you feel me.
It's
you
like
right
you're
though. You're right though. You're right though.
Yeah,
but it's something. It's certain shit. I get what you're saying though. You're right though.
Mm-hmm.
But like the blood shit, nah.
Good old Christians.
You right about
gotta love them.
Speaking of, so we have TV.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about the Gotti doc earlier.
Yeah, you know, mob ties. You know how that go. Shitting me. Mob ties. You know, I shouldn't even be speaking about this shit. Don't do it. Yeah, I ain't even going to talk about it.
I shouldn't be speaking about this
shit. Feel me? Yeah, they already know. Like,
off camera.
Yeah, off record, we could talk about this shit, but right now it's hot. Feel me? I got the wires up and shit. Yeah, we can't talk about it.
Why we can't keep the wires
up? But if you want to talk about John Gotti and his mob ties, for sure.
Yes, that's for sure. That's the doc.
That nigga was bugging.
My son John Gotti was a wild boy.
That nigga was bugging. They took all our tax money and tried him like four times.
Not they took all my tax money.
What you? Well, all right, not ours. They took our parents' tax money and went crazy trying to try him. They tried him four different times. It took him four times. Like after a while, Gotti's stupid too. I'd have sued the city. Y'all harassing me. Y'all done took me to court mad times. Y'all ain't catch me. Why y'all keep bothering me? It's mad other Italians. No. Why me?
Because you're the head of it.
Y'all don't even know that it exists.
Yes,
y'all
have to, I do.
Y'all, but
yes,
this is what I'm saying. This is why
no,
he should.
But his but court, this is, case, my,
like, his court
that.
Case before all of, before they in got all court, that information, they, don't need to know they that. Didn't know none of that. They had to get niggas to snitch. They had to jam niggas up on the side. My nigga, after your second trial, if they came knocking for the third one, I'm telling them, I'm not coming to court. I'm calling my lawyer. Y'all getting sued for this shit. This shit is harassment, discrimination. I'm an Italian American, and you think I'm in the mall because I work at the fucking garbage company?
Yes. He's great. He's absolutely
fuck
right.
Fuck out of here. I just started wilding them all up.
He's absolutely
every
right.
single one of them would have had a case
and
on
this
them.
Is why people be saying it's just justice system is fucked up.
Because he could have won if he did it that way.
Legally has a right to do that.
Y'all keep knocking on my door and harassing me
you
in my
try
place
to take
of business.
Me to jail. You legally sick. Found me that's not guilty.
It's not even a matter
so
of
that's
being
not
sick.
My
it's
fault.
Just like, yo, you know, this documentary was bullshit. And the reason why this was the feds telling their stories and a couple of niggas that snitched.
Not the feds and telling their story. I'm
yeah, the feds basically had to explain in this documentary
how they took him
why out. It took so long for us to get John Gotti. And the reason was is we weren't team players. It was four different organizations trying to take him down, and yeah, nobody wanted to help each other. They withheld information from you. You withheld information from them. Y'all could have took
this
nigga down the first year, but nobody wanted to help each other. So y'all fucked with our tax money. Tried this nigga 3-4 times until y'all really caught him slipping. Y'all wanted to hit. That's what it really was. They wanted him on tape saying, "Yeah, I fucking whacked him." That's what y'all wanted, and y'all got it, and y'all charged him. Now y'all happy. The shit was whack. Y'all just told us that y'all wasn't working together. Y'all fucked up. And let me tell y'all why it really took us four fucking years. We had this nigga from the 80s going crazy, and we only locked him up in 92 or some shit like that.
7 years my son was wilding out.
This nigga was really living a great life. And then the media made it worse.
And yeah, I think that's also what it was too, why it probably became a dick swinging contest to solve it, because he was being so flashy and being like, aha, nana nana boo boo, I'm
yeah,
doing
he was,
shit.
He was
you
really
can,
awesome, like,
so now every
do it again.
Police organization is like, nah, I'm gonna be the one to take him down. I'm gonna be the one. And it, cause he was on his shit. He was making him look bad, basically.
Damn shame.
And this is why you just gotta keep your fucking mouth shut if you really a gangster.
That's a fact. Lay low.
Shut the fuck up. Don't they was talking phone. Too much. That's all they do is talk too much.
No pictures.
They too paranoid. Y'all get power. Y'all lose your mind. You start thinking your right hand man is snaking you because he making too much money. Now your right hand man is paranoid because guess what? He a killer just like you. So now he thinking, oh, you jealous of me? I gotta watch my back. Now he snitching.
And now we have the plot of Reservoir Dogs.
These niggas is all rats. End of the day, those that, you know, took their time, they took their time. But the rest of the y'all niggas, y'all was playing around.
Speaking of rats, I definitely was watching the Milli Vanilli doc.
Bro. Oh God.
Yo, I definitely didn't even watch.
Oh my God! I think I saw that like years ago, like the unplugged or the
There's a no.
Oh, I saw the unsung of them. That was good.
They got an unsung.
Yes.
They got a story besides them doing what they did.
That's their story.
Nah, this is fucking crazy.
That's the story.
I'm not gonna hold y'all. That doc was insane. They just dropped it recently. I think it might be on like Prime or some shit like that.
These niggas are savages.
It's not even them. And I kind of feel bad for them because it really wasn't them. It was Frank who was behind them. And he was the German record producer, record label owner, excuse me. And he's the one, he was like the puppet master. He literally schemed and connived and made sure that they didn't meet each other at studio sessions. Like, it was fucking insane. And it was like a, it was something I've never seen before in my life. Like, That was fucking crazy.
That's so crazy. The mere fact that
one of them died. He died of a drug overdose and things of that sort. And the other one had a life. He has a wife and kids, and like he finally, well, he decided to, you know, learn how to sing.
Yeah. And,
learn how to sing. Damn, that's not funny.
It's but not, but funny. It's like, damn, bro. Like,
I don't feel bad because within that, that kind of brings up a lesson of which I feel like a lot of artists don't understand. And it goes back to lyrics and like rappers being rappers. Mm-hmm. If you're not the best at it, you need to learn how to do fucking better.
Yeah.
No, if you're going to be a rapper, you're
find your niche.
No, it's not about finding.
You don't think so? Find what you're good at.
Fine. You need to know how. No, you're a rapper. Stop getting away from that. You are a rapper. Rap some shit that I've never heard before. That is your job at the end of the day. Stop getting away from it through melodies and feelings and ooh, this feels nice. No, nigga, rap, nigga. If you want to be like that, go be a fucking pop star. Like,
but
there's a lane.
But you know, but I ain't gonna lie. You know, the origins of hip hop was more than just being hardcore. That became a man testosterone thing.
Of course,
because LL Cool J is 100% hip hop, and he had to show niggas stop playing with me because they thought he was too soft on records too. But I get what you're saying with that singing shit. Nah, that's not, that was some shit added in.
I would even go as far as saying even the melodically shit, because you can be melodic and talk about drugs all day, but if you can't be melodic and talk about your actual life circumstance.
Completely understand.
Like you growing up, like you having kids, like what's the first time? What's that like? What's that experience like? Cardi continues to give me that even through her music. So that's why I fuck with Cardi. Now the beat selections, we might have to talk about that. Yeah, them shit's kind of tight. I ain't going to lie. The lyrical shit, she's giving me what I'm supposed to get. Yep. Meg finally gave me what the fuck I was asking for, because I've been asking for her to give me real rap shit for mad long. I'm tired of hearing about, as soon as you got with a nigga that's partisan Fonte, I want to hear everything, bitch. Start spilling fucking tea. Because I know that shit ain't all creams and flowers and shit. Ain't no fucking way you telling me that. You look good, he look good. I know. You're America's new sweetheart.
Yeah, y'all going through something.
He's been that nigga behind the scenes.
Something,
doing his writing and like producing and shit. So like, again, you need to talk about that. I was watching an interview with what's the old guy from MTV? I feel like his name is like Tommy or something like that. He used to be at MTV. He has his own podcast now. And Torre.
Oh, yeah. I was just about to say that. Torre.
And he's doing his own podcast. And he brought three women that really, really used to work in a business that had a lot to do with like Mary J. Blige and Method Man song that they did and stuff like that. And they were talking about the fact of like women in rap will quickly talk about sex as opposed to talking about their actual real life experience. Like they rather talk about it's easier to talk about money and like physical things as opposed to talking about I'm that bitch, as opposed to talking about like your actual real life or what you're going through. Like she was going through the whole Tory Lanez shit, bro. Like you supposed to go to the studio and go body some shit. Like I don't I think we lost that art of rappers didn't go back and forth on the internet. Niggas went to the fucking booth and went and did what they needed to do.
Yeah.
And that's how they showed like their stance. I don't know when we lost that, but that's kind of crazy to me.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So yeah, that's what I got from the Vanilla
Guy. Mind you though, it's all the street niggas that saying they don't do this internet shit that they do this internet shit.
But everybody do that internet
and now
shit.
It's everybody doing the internet shit, cause that's really so how they respond.
So I need street niggas to stop saying y'all don't do that internet shit when y'all do that.
Yeah, that's why I don't know why everybody say that.
And that's the funny shit. They keep saying they don't do it, and then you see them go on the internet, respond to this shit, and it's like, alright, cool, bro. You're not a street nigga no more though. Let's be real. Cause if you all crash out. Crash the fuck out. Show me you a street nigga.
Pull up.
You're not gonna do it. You're not gonna do it. We know you're not gonna do it. It's not to challenge you as a man. It's just you're not stupid, bro. You know you got too much to lose. So shut that dumb ass shit up. But you making millions.
But if I got the million saying I'm in street shit, what do you expect me to do now?
Some of them draw the line between being an artist and being a street niggas. And some of them
even
know.
Future said that he doesn't do lean.
But yeah, but this is what I'm saying. Some of them, a lot of them know when to just draw the line and become an artist. You can't do both. And yeah. all the old rappers tell you, yo, bro, you can't be a street nigga and a rapper.
Yeah.
It's sad to bring it up. Vaughn paid for it.
Your life is evolving. You have to evolve. Like, let's be
real. I ain't even trying to be funny. Vaughn paid
for it. He ain't no rapper, nigga.
But yeah, he ain't a rapper, but he's a street nigga.
He'll tell you he's not a rapper.
He'll tell you, yeah. Vaughn would tell you he's not a rapper.
That's a street nigga. That's a street nigga
that's rapping.
Nah, that's a street nigga that rap.
Game.
Yeah,
that's a street nigga that
rap. I saw the doc.
I look at him as a street. I look at him as a street nigga that rap. I don't look at him as a rapper.
That's literally how he came up. He came cool with these Chief Keef and them niggas, and he was around. He tried some shit.
He was good. He was good at it.
Yeah,
he was. Good at it. It was like, oh snap, I'm good at this shit. But
you couldn't let go of that street nigga shit.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And you know, that's that.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know what, I can't matter him, bro. You are, you are.
Yeah, it's who you are. Yeah, yeah. Like,
that's why I said I can't call him a rapper. He's a street nigga. Do rap, bro.
Rap, yeah.
Cause he putting the street first. He thinking street first before rap, bro. He not.
And a lot of them do that. And then you can tell. You can see when some of these artists get on.
I wanna hear this blue face song.
Go further.
Oh, the baby mama drama.
Problems unheard of. I signed both my baby mamas. I must be the problem.
Yo, nah, cause the video, they ain't this video fucking it up. I'm like, oh.
Oh, the video out.
Bro, he know when it, bro, he know that shit be all playing with them three, bro. Cause he dropped at a certain moment, bro. He dropped it right after they had a situation where
he knows. He knows timing.
Cause they act, cause the situation is acting like they not cool and she's in the vid. Cool baby mama drama. He talking about both his BMs.
Oh yeah, this shit getting tired with them.
Yeah.
But you know, they gave them a TV show. They on Zeus and all that shit. Y'all keep subscribing. Do y'all thing. Give them the money.
I love Zeus, it. Yeah. Zeus
run
is
Zeus
it.
Right now. I ain't gonna hold you. Krishan runs Zeus.
Mm-mm-mm. Zeus is it.
Zeus ain't shit. Stop supporting that shit.
Terrible.
You're a hater.
A little bit.
Absolutely.
You're a fucking hater. That's what
a little
it is.
Bit. It's okay.
But I only have one other topic. Universal Studios will most likely buy Warner Brothers Studios within the next 10 years, according to Variety.
What's that going to do?
Them niggas bought that's their competitors, right? Niggas finally got their ass by what they say it in the office.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think.
We got them niggas. This is my shit now. Shit. We got your ass. We've been fighting y'all for 100 years.
Does Warner Brothers have a franchise?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, that's... Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, niggas waited till Warner Brothers got weak.
DC.
They waited till Warner Brothers got...
Yeah, so Warner Brothers. Yeah, they got every DC movie.
Megan,
DC is not the same.
DC is the last shit that's holding on. DC not fucking with Marvel.
No,
yeah.
That's
not
why I had
close.
To ask. That's why I didn't.
Not even
they
close.
Have,
so what y'all thinking? A revamp for DC?
DC can't save them from getting like you feel
it's
me.
It's just for whatever. DC is just not
from
as
the strong
popular
arm, bro.
It used to be. People used to be Batman, Superman, all that. People
hell yeah.
There was definitely heavy competition between DC and Marvel. But once the movies and stuff started coming out,
it's over.
DC didn't get a good look, and so now people are just not into it no more.
So like Universal hit them with the strong arm. Little bro, come fuck with us.
Yeah, like, you know, we can make a series good. You know.
We could do something
Warner
with this
Brothers
DC.
Warner Brothers also did Barbie that just dropped recently.
Trash.
That shit ain't saved them?
No, that
they had a little store and all that shit.
I felt like that shit was
Barbie,
doing good.
They had Blue Beetle. They had the Nun.
Blue Beetle. Nobody was paying attention to that.
Batman.
They dragged it on the
Batman thing. Was their biggest thing.
Batman. Maleficent. Batman probably is their biggest
Batman
thing.
Was the only thing
Batman
saving them.
Batman versus Superman.
That's the only thing saving them.
Batman super versus they have the Batman franchise. Mm-hmm. DC game.
That's
over.
It.
Nah, they have the Batman franchise. Don't say DC because they ass it. Yeah, it is DC, but they assing out with the rest of the movies. Yeah. Batman has been the only thing that kept DC alive.
Yeah, all DC shit's gonna be nice. Be fire.
I was trying to watch The Flash and that shit was poop.
Yeah. That's how you know it was bad. He didn't even say shit.
Yeah,
that's
it was just poop, bro. It was like, what is this?
You know, it's just sad.
I will
poop.
Say that.
Yeah, like, come on. This shit not entertaining, bro. It's dragged out. They dragging certain things out in the movie and it's just like, damn, son. This shit ain't it.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Okay. Picks of the week, guys. What's your picks of the week?
My pick of the week. My song pick.
Yeah, send it to my phone, please. So we know what's the vibe of the week. I could go first if y'all still looking.
I know mine. Yeah. My phone is just on the floor.
Girl,
so go
you don't
get
pick
your
up
phone.
Your phone.
I didn't want to move.
That shit done dropped 2 hours ago.
I know. That's why I let it go. Like, but
just
I know the song
get your
I
phone.
Want. It's
go get your phone. I'm gonna do Destin Conrad, Low Tide.
Yeah, I'm feeling. You know what? Yeah, I was watching The Sopranos earlier, and this I got my song of the week.
Yeah.
was hard.
Yes. You said they gonna plug up.
I took Silas out.
I know, but she
set you up.
You right.
Said some bullshit. You right.
Why you can't pause the girl if she said some bullshit?
In the same city, you won't find me. Now my ego bruised. But I'm hearing it's true. That you and so and so been rocking on the low. I met him the other night at Loki.
Everybody, yo, everybody. Everybody getting shot.
Baby, I'm running low.
Oh,
wish
yo,
I
could get I'ma just chill.
Baby, I was running low.
We don't get no leverage. Niggas gotta watch everything they say.
You gotta watch everything you say.
Alright, CJ, what's your song?
My boy Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Cause we fucking Mob Todd. I'm down with the family. I ain't even supposed to.
Yo, just bless me at the end of the day. That's all I'm saying.
I need a construction job or some shit.
Yo, that's a fact. You need a fucking truck contract. Got you.
And you put the weed down.
Wait, I didn't know why you was handing it to me. My shit.
Definitely helped me one day. I threw my phone on shuffle, bro. After one of them long days,
shit played and I just kept it. I was like,
what's the time?
He was walking on this shit. I ain't gonna lie. So
dumb.
Yeah, bro. You feel me?
This shit is deep, though.
You can't even sleep on it.
I ain't hear this song outside a movie in forever.
Remember, this was when everybody hit Chris.
Alright.
That's crazy that you did remember that.
Yeah.
You remember that from
Everybody Hates Chris? I only remember that because I know Chris Rock is a fan of The Sopranos. So he took that scene at the end of the diner with him and his family. That's a scene from The Sopranos. Before Tony dies or if he gets shot or not, they all in the same diner. They play the jukebox. He took that from The Sopranos. So if you watch The Sopranos, you will realize what the fuck was going on right there and see that scene. You're like, oh shit. So that's when I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Is the shit. Yo, chill. I never heard this as a song, though. I swear I only heard it in movies.
Nah. This song is in mad movies, bro.
I can't hold you. If this shit used to come on in the armory, I was dead ass gonna have a good race. What?
Every
that
time.
Eye of the tiger. Boy, let that shit come on during a race, I'm out.
Yo, I was playing some Phil Collins. Caught an interception on my Madden game mode. Listen, you just you can feel it sometimes. Pull. Yeah. That was crazy. All right, yeah, come on, Mike. Crazy. I'm out.
Ooh, come that was crazy. Fucking Mike.
Yara, what is your song?
I sent you mine in the
keep that
you
shit.
Gotta announce it. I'm prepared. Look.
Gone featuring Consequence and Cameron. I was listening to this shit in the gym.
This was your gym music?
It came on.
Oh, like, oh,
uh-oh.
You don't got like a gym playlist?
No.
Damn.
It's too late. You sweater, and I ain't talking about a cool J. You a big L, and I ain't talking about cool J. See me at the airport, at least 20 Louis. Treat me like the prince, and it's my sweet brother Lucy. Take her to the show and talk all through the movies. Says she want diamonds, I took her to Ruby Tuesdays. If we up in Fridays, I still have it my way. Gone, we strong.
Yo, I can't pause on that. That was a great impression. Especially if I'm going heavy. I can't.
Y'all want no pride from me.
Alright, baby, I just got triggered and I'm always being attacked.
Maybe you could be my intern.
So why you ain't pause her, Bree? Like you could pause her. But still, you hearing this shit. Nah.
Arguing over babysitters like, bitch, it's your turn. Damn, yeah, it'd be stupid to diss you. Even your superficial raps is super official. Rock pastel with Gucci on. With TVs in the ride, throw a movie on. Said he couldn't rap, now he at the top. Yeah, with Doobie you know. Long, cause the dookie's on. Any song that they do,
y'all gone.
True.
Wonderful.
Always gotta go remember the classics sometimes. Throwback. College Dropout is a great album.
I think we're wrapping up. It was wonderful hearing and talking to you guys this week. Thanks to our lovely, lovely guest, Tay.
Appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all for having me.
Y'all niggas is just too cozy sitting on my fucking couch.
Yo, I keep telling you.
This is a good couch. I will say that.
Yo, bridge.
Once you lean back, it do.
Thank you.
Once you Fat Joe this shit.
Thank you.
You good pause.
Fat Joe this shit.
This shit definitely.
Yeah, that was crazy. Pause on that. Yeah, but you see what I mean? Every time I sit there, I lean back. I'm like, damn, the hoodie go on. I'm just too. And then we smoking too. It's over.
Y'all too damn cozy on this goddamn couch.
My nigga, you done fell asleep too many times on this couch.
It's my couch. I can do what I want. This is my couch.
The TV right there. This definitely. You don't make it to the room in this type of setup.
You know how many times I left this apartment and she right here?
That's what I'm saying.
Nah, this is, the way it's set up, you don't make it to the room. Is it like, if you sit right here for 1 second, once you hit the TV, you're not going. In the room, you gonna do this.
My spot.
Then your feet like, gonna go up. Once your feet,
once your feet go up,
you gonna move the pillow. And then you out of there. It's over. You
that's that.
You going back to your crib until the middle of the night when you wake up.
That's a fact.
And you only woke up because you had to use the bathroom.
Real shit.
And then realized, damn, I never made it to the bed.
And if you off the next day, you definitely just slept on the couch for the night and said,
that's
fuck
a
it.
Fact.
You just said, fuck it.
Yeah, look, niggas done read you just like that.
You off the next day. You like, I ain't getting up.
How many times me and Bri both or knocked up on the couch, wake up the next morning, yo.
Yo, yeah, bro, you know how many times me and Bree was in here talking and she just fell asleep? Mid-conversation.
Five people to sleep on my couch.
Yeah. Mid-conversation, we talking and I'm like, yo, Bree.
Time. It was insane.
Yo, Bree.
Yes.
Y'all have to go.
And she sleep and I'm like, I just tapped her like, yo, I'ma lock the door.
Yo, that's like, what you just be like, I'ma put a blanket on you, tuck you in, and I'm peace, I'm out.
I'ma holler at you.
Guys, do not fall asleep on my couch if I invite you to the damn podcast.
The key to this couch is, you feel me?
Don't sit back.
You don't put your feet up in people's couch, so you don't got to worry about that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, I know that's how you get got when you walking in, once you put the 2 feet up.
If you come on the podcast, just don't lean back on the couch. Sit up straight. Have some posture.
Not have some posture.
That's it.
No, that's true.
That's right? It. You lean back, you get too comfortable. It's like, oh, damn. All right. I see why she got the couch.
Ridiculous. We appreciate y'all for listening. Follow us everywhere on Spotify, Apple. Please like us, subscribe us, and let us know what you think. It's been great. Peace.
Bye.
She always got a why. Jesus Lord. Bye, guys.